Okay, Richard Mortimer here from Platinum Coaching Course, and today we're talking about traffic generation. Now, of course, this is one of the great pillars of internet marketing and what we're doing online, and that is getting visitors to our website, and it has this nickname of traffic. You know, if you think of traffic in the world, you're out in your car or in other kinds of modes of transport, that's traffic. And we obviously look to find a place where there isn't a lot of traffic. So in the world, it's like the other way around. On the internet, you want lots of traffic. So that really is the subject that so many people are interested in, is getting traffic to their website. And if you think of it like this, that any website that a person might own or wish to use, or you know, have some purpose. For instance, let's just take something like a charity. If a charity had a website, well, obviously that charity will benefit from the amount of traffic they get, so particularly if those people are targeted. Those are people who are looking for a charity to support, maybe, or you know, looking for something in their area that they can perhaps get active in. You know, it can be all kinds of reasons why somebody would look for that kind of a website. Well, that's traffic, visitors going to a website. And that's what we need to generate. We need to generate traffic online, you know, in order to monetize our business. Because we are an online business and we're relying on website or websites to bring our income in and to get our interaction going and to attract people to us, we need to have traffic. So obviously it's a very important subject. But the important thing is to remember this, and that is, you know, traffic's an important subject. It's one that is taught many, many ways. There's lots and lots of ways of generating traffic. It's a huge subject. But really none of the tactics that we might use or any of the methods that we might implement or even teach are any good unless that traffic is targeted. So we're not really looking for traffic. We're looking for targeted traffic. You know, you could have a million visitors come to your website, but if not a single one is interested in what you're offering, all that traffic is wasted. And if you spent money getting it, you've basically wasted that money. But if you've got 10 people, all who are, you know, completely honed in on what you have to offer, that they were very targeted, that's valuable traffic. Better to get the 10 that are targeted than the million who are untargeted, if that makes sense. That's an important principle. Okay, so what I'm going to basically go through is a few of the things we need to think about in getting traffic. I mean, one thing we want to bear in mind is that the best thing to do right at the outset is to become an expert at one. So we really want to hone in on a traffic method that suits us, where we can get targeted traffic and then we can get our website to convert. In other words, if we're bringing people and driving traffic to a squeeze page, those people opt in. I mean, for example, 50% conversion on a squeeze page is very good. So we can aim, you know, to improve our squeeze page by doing things actually on the page to get it to convert and make the best use of the traffic that we have. So it's not just about driving people to the website, it's also getting the whole thing to perform. It's getting the traffic, getting targeted traffic, getting it to convert. And you know, a lot of people would say that actually the conversion is the most important part, because that's the bit that you can control the most, and that is no doubt true. Okay, so let's go through some of the important points just to think about when we are approaching this whole subject and looking to really start to drive traffic to our website. We've got everything set up, everything's working, and now we want to see how that's performing. And obviously that's the first thing we want to do is to get traffic to that site now that it works. The first thing to bear in mind is this, and that is there is no such thing as free traffic. What do I mean by that? Well, you either have to pay money to get the traffic, or you have to put in some effort, and usually you have to do both. With our traffic, you know, article marketing is the classic free traffic method, and it's very labour intensive. So we have to have time in order to do that. And if we haven't got the time, then we end up paying somebody, then it becomes a paid traffic method. So, you know, when somebody says free traffic, that's what they mean. They mean a traffic where you're not traffic you're not having to spend any money on. But then that's probably going to be time consuming. So that's always worth bearing in mind. And, you know, a lot of people are frightened of paid traffic because obviously you hear horror stories, particularly with something like Google AdWords, where people have just thrown money at it and just lost the whole lot, got absolutely nothing. I mean, part of the reason for that is that it tends to not be so targeted and not convert so well, Google AdWords traffic, as something like article marketing. But there's a reason for that, because obviously you're driving the traffic directly, whereas from an article, people are pre-qualified. So the level of traffic is not as high with article marketing. But actually, Google AdWords is a great way of testing a site. If you can get enough clicks to your site, you can start to see how it's performing. It's actually difficult, you know, to get enough clicks for say $100. You'd probably have to spend a bit more than that in order to see. And you know, you might put that money back. You might break even. If you break even, you're doing quite well if you're just testing your site. But it is quite a good way of getting immediate traffic. You know, you can put $100 into Google AdWords, and straight away you can get traffic directly to your site. So, you know, it's always worth bearing in mind that these things are not necessarily, you know, off the spectrum. We're not talking about spending a huge amount of money just to perhaps to test our site out. And Google AdWords is one way of doing that. And you know, being able to see how our site's performing instantly, which, of course, is the whole point, saving us time. So there is no such thing as free traffic, in effect. It's going to demand money or time, and probably both. The second principle we want to always bear in mind when it comes to driving traffic is that nearly all traffic, if not all traffic, relies on content. Your Google AdWords ads are content. You know, they are copyrighted. Some ads will pull a lot better than others. And again, you have to test those. So that's content. A banner ad is a kind of content. Even though it's only, you know, a small piece of content, it's still content. Obviously, an article is a classic piece of content, as we would think of content being. A video is content. You know, when people see it, they learn something, they get a tip, they get an idea, they're encouraged, they find what they're looking for. That's content. Well, traffic really comes down to creating and providing content, and obviously there's lots of ways of doing that. So just bear that in mind as a second principle, that traffic is nearly 100%, if not 100%, content, all about content. And then a thing to bear in mind, thirdly, is that traffic can be direct or indirect. For example, if you were to concentrate on and focus on article marketing, and when I say article marketing, I mean you writing articles from scratch and submitting them to a directory such as eZine Articles. That's the classic one. That's the one that is ranked the highest and has the highest page rank, is eZine Articles. And that is definitely a good way of driving traffic, although it's not as effective as it used to be because of for various reasons, which I won't go into now, but you can see this. In fact, you probably find an article on eZine Articles all about the updates from Google, such as Panda and Penguin and so on, which have made article marketing not quite as effective. But the truth is that proper article marketing is still a very effective way of driving traffic. What isn't effective is submitting lots of spun articles all over the place. And, you know, Google has now got quite intelligent and clever at being able to, you know, spot when it's spun content and whatever. Okay, so you have direct and indirect traffic. With an article, you get somebody who finds the article. So, for example, your article might show in Google, and the person goes from Google to the article, and then when they read the article, they click on your link in your your bio at the end of the article when they go to your site. That's indirect, if you can see what I mean. That also happens with video marketing. You know, very often it's easier to get a video to rank in Google than it is to get a website to rank. And so that's actually indirect traffic, because the person is going to the video first. And then, you know, your hope is that by having an interesting and compelling video and also a call to action with a link, that they will actually click on the link. So there is, you know, a difference there. But then also, an article is a link, because you've got your bio box with a link to your site. That's a link to your site, and every link can count, and especially from a high page rank site like Ezan Articles, in which case that link might contribute to your own site ranking in the search engine, in which case it then becomes direct traffic, if you see what I mean. Or if somebody is going on to Ezan Articles and actually searching on Ezan Articles first and finding the article that way, you see, that's more direct than going from Google, if you can see what I mean. But so it's just worth bearing in mind that there is direct traffic and indirect traffic, and obviously we want to try and get direct traffic if we possibly can. For example, if you were to buy a solo ad where you go to another marketer in your niche and you can do an ad swap, so when you have a list, you can actually, you know, swap. So they do a promotion for you and you promote for them, and you do like a cross promote of each other's squeeze page. That's a swap, an ad swap. Or you can just pay for it, and they would mail for you, and you're paying rather than reciprocating the mailing for them. And obviously that's a way of getting going if you've got a budget to do that. And then that person would mail for you. Well, that's direct traffic, because they're mailing their list, and people are going straight from the email to your site. Although I suppose you could say, well, the person's got to open the email, then they've got to read the email, then they've got to click the link. And obviously the more hoops they have to jump through before they get to your website, the less effective that traffic method might be. And makes it less targeted. So that's a principle that you just have to bear in mind. For example, video marketing is becoming increasingly popular. It's a very, very good way of getting traffic. Google likes videos, and it's not so easy to see the content on the video, although they can actually tell if you duplicate a video. They can tell that now. And obviously, they're getting cleverer and cleverer all the time. But at the moment, video is very, very effective, and you can actually do spun videos, and they're still working quite well. So, you know, this is the thing to bear in mind, that, you know, there is this direct and indirect traffic, and that you just need to think of how people are actually getting to your site. You know, that's the question. How does somebody actually find my site? And that will perhaps help you in determining which traffic method you want to put your effort into, and also your resources, your money. Okay, then a fourth principle to think about with traffic is the one-shot tactics. For example, if you did an RSS feed tactic, I won't go into that right now, but basically what it means is taking an RSS feed, you can create one for a static page, or you actually get one provided in a blog. It's basically a way of a little bit of code that sort of summarizes your site. And you can get a whole load of these RSS feeds and aggregate them together in what's called an aggregator, and then you can post that. And that's actually a very effective traffic tactic for launching a website. I launched a squeeze page a couple of years ago. If you want to look at it, it's www.internet-website-traffic.org, internet-website-traffic.org. At some point in the future, I'm going to be taking the squeeze page off here, because this site is now page rank 3 through the traffic methods I've done on here, and I'm going to make it into a sales site now with a pop-up. But at the moment, you can see that page there, and that basically I got straight onto page 1 for a competitive keyword by using that RSS technique, which some of you actually might know. You might have had the PDF that I created about that. And that's a one-time tactic. So, you know, you're launching the site, as it were, onto page one, or onto Google, and looking to get it on page one. You do it once, and then that's it. You can forget about that tactic. Well, there are all kinds of tactics like that that you would do once. You know, maybe every tactic can end up in that category. You could do one video, you could do one article, you could do this, that, the other. You know, all what's the one-time tactics, and that's not to be despised. That actually is one way of creating, you know, a lot of different ways of linking to your site, and Google seems to like that. But where the rubber really hits the road, and where we really need to put our effort in, and where we need to plan a lot more carefully, I mean, obviously we should be planning our one-time tactics in terms of what's most likely to get us the results, and, you know, how they might be seen by Google. We just need to be aware of what we're doing if we're looking for search engine traffic. And certainly we should, you know, not sort of dismiss it, even though we might not want to necessarily target SEO, because we've got other tactics that we like, for instance, article marketing, video marketing. Maybe we want to concentrate on those too. So SEO isn't our first port of call. But, and this is what's going to come out in the later trainings, it's always worth bearing SEO in mind, because you could, just by doing lots of video marketing, lots of article marketing, and a few other things, actually rank quite well for some of your terms. And you know, so you don't want to do things that are going to alert Google and get you banned, because then obviously you lose that potential there. You always want to bear in SEO in mind, even if you're not directly targeting that traffic tactic. But obviously, when it comes to really getting lots of traffic, we need to have a regular plan. So we need to say, right, well, I'm going to write, you know, 5 articles a week. So Monday to Friday, I write an article, and I do it. And it, you know, it's hard, especially when you're getting going, to you know, get the momentum going. And of course, you start with you can't see the results. The best thing to do, if you're, you know, struggling to decide, and you really are right at the beginning, is to get to a point where you make a decision. So you do some research on different traffic methods and what suits you and what you can see yourself doing, and then you have to make a decision. Right, I'm going to go for this. Let me give you the example of Sean Myers. He decided he was going to focus on article marketing. This was many years ago, when article marketing was a little bit more effective. And what he did is he just focused on eZine articles particularly, and he became the chief author on there. He had 25,000 articles on. In fact, he's still got that many articles on there, but he's just not targeting that so much now. He's now more focusing on WSO traffic, so going to the Warrior Forum, which obviously is specific, niche-specific traffic, because it's an internet marketing forum. But that's another way of getting traffic, is to use a forum to get traffic. But then you have to be regular, and that's where it gets hard. You know, is when you don't quite know the results you're going to get, but you have to just do the work, and then the results will come, because you are doing the right things. You know, it's like a bit of a jump in the dark, to be honest with you. You know, and for every niche it's different, for every marketer it's different. You know, every day is different, and it just comes a point where you have to just knuckle down and do the work and get on with it and get going with the traffic. And that's why I'm making a distinction between the one-time traffic tactics and the regular, because anybody can do the one-time, and that's quite easy. I mean, so I'm going to give you some one-time traffics for SEO in the next few recordings, but it's when it's the regular thing. For instance, if you're doing SEO, well, it's the link building that is the thing that is going to make the difference, because you can set up everything else right, as I'm going to teach you in the rest of today. So you're on page SEO, you're on site SEO, notice the distinction there, and you're off-site SEO, search engine optimization, optimizing your site so that it ranks in Google for your keywords and that people come to your site that way. You know, it's a great way of getting traffic, but it's, you know, it's quite a science. Not rocket science, you know, it's easy science, it's science anybody can learn, but nevertheless we have to be methodical and scientific about it. But then you've got the link building, and that's the regular task that has to be done. with article marketing. You have to write the articles or get them written. You have to create the videos for video marketing. There's quite a lot of work to do to get regular traffic. If you're doing solo ads, you have to contact marketers, you know, and you have to space it out in your, you know, you obviously have to budget for it, for example, and you have to contact marketers, you have to write the emails and all this kind of thing. And you need to test and track all the time. You know, traffic is really where we make a difference. And it's the person who is able to get good traffic, good targeted traffic, to a good converting website that is going to win the race and do well. So that is just to give you some baseline principles for getting a traffic plan together. Okay, so I'm just going to open the call up now and just see if there are any questions that we've got on people. So let's just do that.